What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, April 27th, 2012, almost out of April, getting into May here and starting to get in, well, hopefully some spring weather here pretty soon. A lot of stuff to talk about today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And Matt is in the control room today, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble and answering your calls when you call on in. The government of Romania has fallen following a no-confidence vote as opposition parties seized on widespread public anger over austerity measures. So here we are, the supposed European Union and the European Central Bank that was supposed to bring about a better Europe has in fact started knocking off the governments one by one. Why? Because there is no 11th marble. And now, of course, everybody's screaming to France and Germany, you've got to give us your marbles or we're going to collapse. France and Germany are saying if we give you all of our marbles, we won't have any marbles to give to the bankers. And as I've been saying for over a year now, all of Europe's economy can be represented by a boat with 10 holes in the bottom and only 9 corks. And all of this economic maneuvering to try and keep the boat afloat basically comes down to yanking a cork out of one hole, pounding it into another in full view of the press cameras and screaming, I'm working on the problem. And then everybody's looking around, scratching their heads, wondering why the water keeps rising higher and higher on their ankles. There is no resolution to this. There's no way to solve the problem. When you have a private central bank issuing all public currency as a loan at interest, sooner or later, it's all going to implode. There has never been a nation enslaved to a private central bank that was not driven into disaster by it. We've had three of them in the United States. And all three have brought the nation to the edge of collapse. Fortunately, in the first two cases, we had leaders with the moral courage and the common sense to say, enough is enough. You bankers have made enough money off the labor of the people. Go away. Now we have our third one, and we're on the verge of collapse, and the money junkies won't let go. They've got their talons into the jugular of government and saying, you will give us more! You will give us more! We've got to have more! We don't care who has to starve. We don't care who has to lose their home. We want that 11th marble. Now, a story that is of particular import to us, as a matter of fact, after the radio show today, we're going out to do some more videotaping on this story that we're going to put up at whatreallyhappened.com and YouTube. The House of Representatives is continuing this push, and apparently this is coming more from the Republican side than from the Democrat, but they're both at fault. They're basically looking to cut the funding for food stamps to hungry American families in order to not have to cut funding to the military. In other words, from the point of view of your elected officials, the same Republicans who are telling you, no, 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 you don't want Ron Paul, you want Mitt Romney, those guys. They're now also saying, you don't want to feed your children, you want to buy us more bombs. Which shows how completely out of touch they really are. But that's basically where we've come to, where the government, we're already in a wartime economy. And the government is saying, we're sorry, we're going to have to starve your children because we need more bombs and bullets for Israel's wars. That's as blatant and as obvious as it can possibly get. And we're going to be doing a video story about this one as well, because I disagree. I think you take care of your people and your children first. And if you've got anything left over, yeah, you want to go fight a war on the other side of the planet, sure, go ahead. Only take your own kids. But in my ideal United States, okay, the schools get all our tax money and the army has to hold a bake sale in front of the supermarket to buy another warplane. That would be my ideal for the United States. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Well, I got the Sunday Wolf as this economy's in a mess. Seems like every local company's singing the theme from Exodus. Maybe a recruiter could figure out how I'd qualify as an army of one.
Oh, yeah, at 36, sure, that's gonna work.
Just another disgruntled executive with a gun.
And aloha, America. Welcome back. We're talking about the economy here. Now, there's good news and there's bad news. And the good news is U.S. firms have added jobs. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. The bad news is most of them were added overseas. And as a result, unemployment numbers here in the United States of America are up for the third week in a row. And, of course, the politicians and the media are trying to find something else to talk about as the economic indicators continue to deteriorate. Plunge Protection Team is still working its magic to get that stock market up there. Generally, the stock market loves it when unemployment numbers are going up because it means that the cost of doing business is going down. They're making more money by firing all their people and using trained hamsters to do whatever they're doing. All righty, let's see, moving right along here. There is a major lawsuit that has just been filed. It is a class lawsuit. Spire Law Group, LLP, on behalf of homeowners all across the United States, has filed a mass tort action in the Supreme Court of New York, County of Kings. Homeowners are suing major bank servicers and their subsidiaries, which are formed in countries that are known as havens for money laundering. Cayman Islands, Isle of Man, Luxembourg, Malaysia. Alleging that while the Obama administration was talking about loan modification for homeowners, It was privately ratifying the formation of these shell companies, which are in violation of the U.S. Patriot Act, state and federal law, may have been massive money laundering going on. It's basically looting the money from you, laundering it through these shell companies, and using it to try and buy back all that bad paper from the mortgage-backed security fraud. That's basically what it is. The official U.S. government policy is they're going to drive all of you down into poverty, homelessness, and starvation rather than let their good buddies on Wall Street spend a day in jail. Now, to show you how crooked this whole thing is going on, there's a big scandal brewing regarding Sequest Capital Corporation. Now, this was a company set up by David Holden, who's already been in jail once for fraud. And basically, they're saying that these investors poured all this money into the Sequest Capital Corporation. It's down in, again, one of these money laundering havens. And the money seems to have vanished someplace, and the trustees for the investors are saying, we can't find any assets to attach. There's nothing left there. There's like a condo and some office furniture, and that's it. And all the rest of the money just has gone walkabout someplace. But I put a link on this story down to the original webpage for Sequest Capital Corporation itself. And just reading this website, anybody with more than a two-digit IQ, or even more than a one-digit IQ, is going to immediately see that this is just very, very shady and moving money around through various alternative offshore investments. Now, there's an old gambler saying that you can't cheat an honest man. And I'm going to wager a plugged Turkish piaster that the investors in Sequest got burned because they were looking for a rich man's tax dodge. And they said, oh, yeah, we'll go down here. They'll shelter our money. They'll get us out of taxes, and we'll all save a bundle. And they got burned. And now they're kicking and saying, lawsuit, find the – and, yeah, the money's all gone. It's disappeared. They're never going to find it again. Gee, I wonder who's going to pick up the losses from this. Oh, we need a bailout. We were burned by a disreputable banking institute. We must have a taxpayer-funded bailout. That's where they're going to go with this thing. All righty, and I'm watching on the news, the corporate media rather, and they're making a big deal over this being approximately the 20th anniversary of the Los Angeles riots that resulted when a court in Simi Valley acquitted the officers who beat Rodney King to a pulp on a camcorder, caught on camcorder, which was a big, huge national scandal. And they're bringing it up and they're saying, have the LAPD learned their lesson about race relations and blah, 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 blah. Well, again, this is part of this campaign. The corporate media is trying to convince you there is a racial crisis in this country because Obama is going to use it to campaign in November. And the only racial crisis is the one being created by the government. Remember all the dirty tricks the FBI was playing back in the 1960s to get the whites and the blacks fighting each other? Through that whole COINTELPRO, there was the Black Panther coloring book. These were all these infiltrating these civil rights groups. And then the infiltrators would do things that would anger the white population. And obviously, most obviously, the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King and the framing of James Earl Ray for it, which allowed a far more compliant and manageable Jesse Jackson to sort of move into that leadership figurehead position. And there were some very major differences between what Martin Luther King was talking about and what Jesse Jackson was talking about. Martin Luther King was taking on the draft. Jesse Jackson kind of pulled back and, we'll let you have your little war. Getting into more modern politics here, Ron Paul picked up 5 delegates in Pennsylvania. Romney officially got 0. The GOP is trying to change the rules around to find some way they can keep shoving this nomination at Mitt Romney, apparently oblivious to the fact that if Romney is the GOP candidate, they have basically handed Obama his second term in office. They might as well call, if Romney is the GOP candidate, they might as well call off the November election and save some money, because it's going to be a study in foregone conclusions. The GOP is giving Obama a second term in the White House. Maybe they just want the Democrats to catch the blame for the second crash that we all know is coming here. Mitt Romney is now trying to basically polish the refuse, if you will, polish the excrement. That's a phrase I can use here on the radio here. He's now trying to defend his Etch-a-Sketch image. He's not trying to deny it. He's not trying to say that he doesn't flip-flop, because we all know he doesn't. I say, oh, no, that's a good thing. It proves he's dynamic. It proves he's flexible. It proves he's adaptable. It proves he's going to say whatever he thinks you want to hear to get elected. And we can absolutely trust nothing that he has said, even less than Obama. And like I said, I find it absolutely amazing, bordering on miraculous, that the GOP has managed to find and field a candidate for president who actually makes Barack Obama look good. It's amazing. I would have bet that that was impossible. All righty. Now, here's something that should be very, very alarming to Americans. As you know, we talk a lot about vote fraud. We talk about voters' news service. We talk about the electronic machines made by the same companies that make absolutely unriggable, untouchable automated teller machines, and yet the election machines have at least 12 known ways to rig the system, to fake it, to cheat. You know, elections are no longer transparent during the caucuses I think it was South Carolina, and they, like, took the ballot boxes into another state to have the counting in secret. Yes, you can't watch us actually count the ballots. That would be cheating. That would violate the voters' right to privacy and all this other nonsensical stuff. Well, it gets even worse than that. I guess the TV networks and newspapers who own the voters' news service are aware that we know about voters' news service, that there's no civilian oversight, no governmental oversight. It's a privately owned company owned by the media, and it has been caught rigging elections in the past. So now all of our votes for the coming November election are going to be counted by a new company, at least we're told it's a new company, over in Spain. Can you think of anything more absurd than the American elections being tallied up by a company in Spain, which is really so far away that very few of us can afford to go over there and look over their shoulder, even if they would let us in through their office door? And apparently George Soros is financially intertwined with this Spanish company that's going to be counting the votes in November overseas where we can't see it. Vote fraud has never been more obvious than it is right now. And it has to be by design. It's not an accident that these problems are happening, because I absolutely will not accept that the nation that put men on the moon cannot come up with an absolutely accurate, honest, tamper-proof election system. The politicians don't want one. They don't want to have to be dependent on the actual voters to win office. They want a contest where all they have to do is get enough money and they will win. Doesn't matter what the voters think. That's why they're shoving Mitt Romney at you and shoving Ron Paul out the door just as hard as they can. I used to work in advertising, and we actually at one time proposed an idea for accurately measuring who was listening to radio in the Los Angeles market. And it had to do with something that's in the radio circuit called a local oscillator. And we were going to set up sensors on overpasses on the freeways. And as cars drove by, we would pick up the frequency of the local oscillator, and that would tell us what station the radio was tuned to. And we could just sit there tallying up who was listening to what radio stations. And the radio stations didn't want to have anything to do with it, because they wanted to go to these ratings agencies that could sort of fudge the numbers back and forth. You know, like the credit rating agencies do on Wall Street. You give them enough money, you get a AAA rating. And that was the first time we began to realize that a lot of the claims made by these so-called viewership survey services for TV and movies and radio, they're as creative as some of the stories coming out of the story department at the studios. So, same thing with the elections. Our politicians and our corporations don't want honest, accurate, fair elections, because then it removes them from controlling the future of the country. So the idea that the American elections are going to be counted by a company in Spain that is financially entangled with Soros ought to be a red warning flag. So please stop watching Kim Kardashian and wake up and realize what's going on in this country. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, water filtration, wholesale batteries, freeze-dried foods, MacGyver 101, storm shelters, shortwave and ham radios, solar power, buy your first farm, heating with wood, home defense, ammo, homeschool your children, and teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get prepared. Expo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and I'm watching Joe Biden running around saying the president has a big stick. And the first thing I thought of when I heard that was Jeff Dunham and his character Jose the Jalapeno on this eek. So I'm not sure. You know, and I know Biden was trying to do the reference to Teddy Roosevelt, but I think in the present culture here in the 21st century, a lot of people are going to get that other association before they think back to Teddy Roosevelt. You know, Biden, you're a little out of your time when you start throwing around words like big stick, you know, after what Jeff has been doing here. All righty, getting into a more serious situation. Russia has voiced serious concerns over the Israeli outposts. Basically, what Israel did is they went out to those illegal outposts they've been building on occupied land. These are illegal under international law. They're illegal under UN resolution. The United Nations has passed many resolutions telling Israel you're not supposed to be doing this. And so Israel's government the other day said, they're legal now. We have waved our magic wand, and what was once illegal is now legal. We have said so. Mahi dictum est Sinai dai. Go shut the heck up, or you're a filthy anti-Semite. So Russia is basically out there saying, you know, you just can't arbitrarily declare an international crime to be legal. And I'm sure that Netanyahu is over there sending messages saying, you know, shut up about Palestine, or we'll order the Americans to go kill you. So the situation is heating up, and basically Russia is simply putting it on the record that Israel can say that what they're doing is perfectly legal. That doesn't make it so. After all, everything Adolf did in Germany was the letter of the law inside Germany at the time. And yet we all understand that he kind of messed things up rather badly. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right. Every tyrant and dictatorship in history, including the present one, declares what they're doing to be the letter of the law. Look how hard they work to basically find some way to say, yeah, waterboarding's okay. It's not really torture. We're going to call it enhanced interrogation, and that will make it all legal. No, it isn't. If you're torturing somebody, you're torturing somebody. And that's illegal under international law. It's illegal under the UN Charter. And trying to game the system with weasel language doesn't fool anybody anymore. Not in the 21st century here. Now, there was an article we put up earlier today about Operation Cast Lead, and it introduces the word Zionese. And basically says Zionese is the unofficial language of the State of Israel. It's not necessarily Hebrew. It could very well be English. It could be any language at all. But Zionese is a language that conveys the belief systems of Israel, even though they may be 180 degrees out of reality. And the author of this piece is talking about where he's driving around in a cab in Israel, and the cab driver is just constantly going on about the Philistine animals and how they hate us and they want to kill us. And so, yeah, that's the Zionese. It's the propagandizing of what's going on here. He says he met somebody else who said, oh, yeah, if you go into Palestine, they'll kill you. They'll just kill you right off. And that's Zionese. And the reason I posted this and wanted to talk about it is I remember clearly when I was a small child attending that little brick schoolhouse in Loudoun, New Hampshire. It's a lot bigger now. But I recall one of the textbooks we were given. It was called Our American Heritage. I don't know why it stuck in my memory, but it did. And it featured this painting of a steamboat on the cover. And inside this book was the usual propaganda for young, impressionable minds about how great the United States was and how evil the communists were, how all communists everywhere dreamed of nothing but the destruction of the United States because, well, no real reason was given, just because. And the message I was getting in that textbook is remarkably similar to the one that was portrayed by this author about, you know, driving around inside Israel. Now, everybody has just bought into this constant harangue. Oh, they hate us. We don't need an explanation. We just know they hate us. They wish us nothing but ill, and we must kill them before they kill us. And it's a belief. It's not based on facts. You know, it's based on this belief structure that allows Israel to go out and steal other people's lands and then make the people whose lands were stolen the villains for wanting to fight back for their homes. And let's be honest, as much as we oppose these wars of conquest in the other parts of the world, if somebody were to march across the borders of the United States of America itself, we would all run down and defend our homes, wouldn't we? And it makes common sense. So will the Iraqis, so will the Afghanis, and so will the people of Palestine. And they're not evil for doing so. Anyway, to get back to this story, like everybody else in America, I was brainwashed by the lies and cartoons and all the stuff about the commies that I was fed to at a very young age before I came to understand. Those really big people at the front of the room were full of it, and they were lying to us. They were paid to lie to us by the school district, by the government. They were paid to brainwash us into hating communists for no real reason at all. Then through my work at NASA, I actually met some real live communists from the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. And then again, I met some more at SIGGRAPH when some Moscow University students showed up. And this was all just before the collapse of the USSR. And finally, I had a chance meeting with an Aeroflot flight crew when we were all snowed in at the Frankfurt airport. And this was just like, I think, a year before the collapse of the Soviet Union. And in hindsight, I probably should not have been surprised to find out that these were just really cool people. They were just normal, ordinary people like myself. As John F. Kennedy used to say, we're all mortal. We all worry about our children's future. And we're all the same people. I'm going to pick this up on the other side of the commercial break. We will be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about the propaganda that we are all raised with versus the reality of the world. And I was raised with your typical gotta hate the commies, you know, wet yourself if you see a Russian coming at you, brainwashing that we were all subjected to back in the 1950s and the 1960s. And then because of my particular career path, I wound up getting to actually meet some real live communists from the Soviet Union, and they did not rip my head off and urinate down my neck upon meeting me. They were just ordinary people. Same concerns we have, getting through life, taking care of their children. In fact, the pilot for this Aeroflot crew that I got to spend time with at Frankfurt, his son wanted to be a cosmonaut, and I still had a whole bunch of my old pins left over from NASA. I had them decorating the outside of my little briefcase, and I gave them to him to give to his son. Wow, you know, from the American Space Program kind of thing. It was all very cool. He was proud of his son. Show me a father in this country who's not proud of their son, or a mother who's proud of their children and wants them to do well. Kennedy was right. We all cherish our children's future. So the lesson of all these encounters I've had is really very, very simple. People can get along with each other very, very well. Were it not for the charlatans and con artists and mountebanks and snake oil salesmen who rule us all with lies about a remote enemy that hates us for no reason and from whom we need the protection offered by the rulers, that they would be happy to provide for us in exchange for, well, obedience, wealth, and the lives of our children to be sacrificed in pointless wars. And so, to the author of this piece who was driving around Jerusalem while the cabbies are screaming about how much the Palestinians hate them, or to everybody who's lining up on both sides of the Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman manufactured controversy, and being told, those people over there that look different from you, they're the enemy. You've got to hate them. You've got to fear them. But we will save you from them if you will vote for me. It's the same dirty trick that rulers and swindlers and con artists, but I repeat myself, have been playing on the human race for thousands of years. The bad whatever are coming to get you, but I will protect you if you do what I say. The evil demons will get you unless you bow down and worship the artwork at the front of the church and throw your money in the plate and pay no attention to the funny way the boys are walking out after choir practice. The commies are coming to get you, but I will protect you if you give us all your money and sacrifice the lives of some of your children. Now it's the Arab Muslims who are coming. It's always the manufacturing of an enemy at a distance for you to be afraid of. L. Frank Baum in The Wizard of Oz was one of the most brilliant pieces of writing because he was warning the American people what their government was up to in a way that the government itself was too stupid to realize. And the Wizard of Oz ruled the Emerald City through fraud and deception and lies. Paper mache masks dipped in kerosene and set on fire. Explosions, fireworks, warnings of the wicked witches way off in the distance who were coming to get you. And who never actually got there. Our country has been ruled for the last century, ever since the creation of the Federal Reserve. We've been told there are enemies on the other side of the world that we must go out and destroy, lest they come here and destroy us. Nobody's ever actually tried. With the exception of the one time that Japan got goaded into attacking Pearl Harbor by Franklin Roosevelt, which was his trick to get us into war against Germany, we're a nation that really hasn't been invaded all that much since Mexico tried it, and they didn't do very well. We're not at danger from Arab Muslims. We aren't. We're at greatest risk from our own government that is courting, chancing, risking a global thermonuclear war because some guy in a funny-looking robe is running around screaming, the invisible man in the cloud says it's a holy war and we've got to go and do what they say. After all the hundreds of thousands of years of human civilization evolving, and we have forgotten more history than we know today. We don't know what's gone on in the past. We do know that we've come very close to vanishing from the planet in ancient times. At one time, the entire human population shrank back down to less than 8,000 individuals. We know that from mitochondrial DNA. We don't have a permanent leasehold on this planet. And I know the environmental wackos are going to run around about carbon dioxide and all this other stuff because they want to sell you a carbon credit. But the reality is the biggest danger to human life is our own leadership. That is, even as I speak, preparing to starve our children in order to build even bigger bombs than they have now. How many times over do they want to be able to destroy the world? How many nuclear weapons is it going to take to satisfy these war hawks? They can destroy all of human civilization five times over already. Shouldn't once be enough? Can't we save a few bucks by saying, here's the capacity to blow up the entire world all at once, and you don't need any more than that? What are they going to do, declare war on the moon? Anyway, when you see somebody out there screaming that this or that group of people hate you, and need to be feared and opposed because they're of a different color or a different religion or a different gender or a different orientation, or they're too tall or too short or too wide or too thin, or they eat really weird food that we can't possibly agree with. That's somebody who's trying to trick you into obedience and surrendering your money to them and the lives of your children. And they're the ones that you should be afraid of and oppose, not the ones that are directing at you. Remember South Pacific, Rodgers and Hammerstein. There was that wonderful song buried in the middle of it about how you've got to be carefully taught to hate the people you're supposed to hate. One of the most brilliant pieces of music in there. My goodness, we have Clarence from Oklahoma on the line. Osseo Clarence, long time no hear from. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot there. I just stumbled onto you, Mike. I was finally started nosing around the internet and wondered if you were still somewhere and found your deal here. So here I am.
Well, you know, Rivero's rule of reality, I have to be somewhere.
Well, yeah, everybody's got to be someplace, they say. But as you were talking about, that reminded me, of course, I think we're about the same age cohort, as they say. And
I'll deny that under oath, but you're probably right.
Yeah. I remember the duck and cover drills.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
And to me, it never made any sense to me whatsoever. The school I went to is near within 3 miles of a major Air Force base. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I knew enough. I was smart enough as a sixth grader to think, now what possible good with all the films they've showed us about atomic weapons going off is it me getting under this desk going to do any good?
Well, you know the one that I always loved? I mean, we all saw that film that was shown to us constantly, Bert the Turtle, the duck mm-hmm. and cover the thing. The one with the picnic cloth. You see the flash. Bring the picnic cloth over your heads and
yeah.
you'll be okay.
Yeah,
and now we know, looking back on it, we know that the U.S. government knew that none of those things were going to work. It was all about convincing the American people that nuclear war could be survived so that we wouldn't oppose this continuing push to build more and more of these horror weapons.
Well,
but they knew that the ducking under the table wasn't going to help and the picnic cloth wasn't going to help. It was all about brainwashing Americans into staying silent about building enough weapons to destroy the entire human race.
Well, that's true. That's the idea behind the whole thing, is to build weapons and to feed a voracious arms industry. And that's pure and simple. Because, you know, what do they say? We have enough nukes to destroy the world 7 times over. And someone wants to throw it once is quite enough. You know.
Yeah, I think I just said that a little while ago.
You might have, and I might have missed it. But, I remember the duck and cover drills and all that kind of good stuff. And I was my sixth-grade teacher, I remember her railing against Fidel Castro, like, you know, Cuba's going to come up here and invade us. Yeah, right. Now that I look back in retrospect.
I remember that one. Yeah, I remember that one, too, about, you know, oh, Fidel Castro. You know, and the funny thing is we now know Fidel Castro, after the revolution, they wanted to be friends with the United States of America. The only thing they said is you got to pay full market price for the sugar and the bananas. And, of course, the American corporation said, you can't do that. We were getting a discount under the dictator. We hate you, and we're going to embargo you. And they've done it ever since then, which
it's
proves
amazing.
The U.S. knows,
you know,
how to carry it. Right.
I don't understand this, you know, the mindset. I mean, let us enjoy a good Cuban Cohiba or whatever it is. You know, you can't get the cigars legally anymore. But I do like one story I'll relate about John Kennedy, referenced Castro. John Kennedy was known to love a good cigar.
Yes.
And he liked the Cuban Cohibas. And he was still smoking them after the embargo went into effect. And one of his advisors said, Mr. President, don't you think it's kind of unseemly for you to be smoking Cuban cigars and supporting our enemies? And John Kennedy said, well, I like to look at it as supporting Fidel Castro. He said, I like to look at it as burning down his crops.
I like that one. I like that. Yes, let's all volunteer to burn down Cuba's tobacco crop. Oh, man, that was amazing.
But at any rate, by the time I went to, I joined the Air Force in 70, drafted into the Army, because I dropped out of college, wouldn't listen to my father, and lost my student deferment, long story short.
Okay.
But I can remember, I mean, they had me. They sent me to Germany, and my job was to defend the air base, security forces, and so they had me absolutely convinced that the Russians were just waiting not 150 miles east of us at the border, just chomping at the bit to come flooding through the Fulda Gap and overrun us, and that we had to be ready, and we had to be vigilant, and all this other good stuff.
You know what's amazing? You know what's amazing? When I was talking to that Aeroflot crew in Frankfurt all those years ago, and they were saying, you know, when we went to school as little tiny children, they were constantly telling us the evil capitalists hated us for no real reason, and the capitalists wanted to destroy us just because they wanted to destroy us, and the capitalists were just waiting for the first opportunity to come in and destroy all the Russian people and so forth and so on. So basically, you know, you've got the rulers of both countries in this sort of little sneaky bargain that they're going to scare their own population. You know, each agrees to play the boogeyman for the other government so they can keep both populations enslaved.
No, that's absolutely true. And, you know, it's been that way probably since how many thousand years do we have to go back, you know?
Well, I would say it's probably true from, you know, these people living in this cave being afraid of the cave on the other side of the hill. And, you know, yeah, it's just the way the rulers rule. They terrorize their own people into obedience. And they say, it's all the fault of these other people over there.
I think I heard a quote, and I don't know where it's from, and I don't remember who said it, but they said, in effect, war is the organizing force behind any society, or the operative organizing force. And that's it. In order to keep their people in line, you've got to have them scared of somebody or something. And that's why this war on terror, bovine excrement, is a really good case in point. Because you can't make war on a tactic. Terrorism is a tactic. It's not, I mean, and it's nothing new. They had terrorists running around Germany when I was there. They blew up bombs on a couple of our bases, but...
Yeah, they called them freedom fighters, they call them the resistance or the
underground.
They
had,
it all depends on which point of view that you're looking at here.
Well, yeah, it depends. So what's the old saying, one man's freedom fighter is another man's, or one man's guerrilla or insurgent's another man's freedom fighter?
Yeah, it just depends what direction they're pointed at. You know, if they're pointed at the other guy, they're freedom fighters. If they're pointed at us, they're terrorists. By the way, I think that was L. Fletcher Prouty that you were quoting, where he said the organizing principle for all civilization is for war. I'm not sure I agree with him on that. I think you can, in fact, organize a civilization around something other than war.
Mm-hmm.
And in the nuclear age, I think we better find out what that is right now, because we really have reached the point where the next war could be the last one.
That's it.
And, you know, it's one thing when you're an Old Testament kingdom out in the middle of the desert and nobody's paying attention to you and you're trying to tell everybody how important you are in the greater scheme of things to scream about the end of the world and our God will come down and smite your God and it's all going to go up and perish in flames, because then it's just harmless tales around the campfire.
Right.
But when you live in a world where you actually have the weapons that could bring about the end of all humankind, it's time to stop dealing in Old Testament fairy tales and say, we need to find a different way of running our societies. We need to keep the money junkies away from the weapons. We need to keep the money junkies away from the safety systems. And we need to start thinking in terms of values other than keeping score on some bank's spreadsheet. We need a new value system. In fact, there was an interesting article somebody wrote, we were going to talk about a little bit later in the show, about how our culture used to value science and engineering just a few decades ago, and now everybody's all gaga over Kim Kardashian. And they said, why don't we value accomplished and intelligent thinking people anymore? Why are we so caught up on the latest bikini babe? And, you know, it puts the lie to a statement Mark Twain many years ago that said, naked people have no influence in our society. Or clothes make the man, and the reason is naked people have no influence in our society. That's not true. We're brainwashed to follow naked women all over into whatever they're selling us. Cars, aftershave, Viagra, body spray, and all the rest of that stuff. And the reason for that is really very simple. Stuff that makes you match the fashion ads can be bottled and sold to you at a high markup. But nobody's going to believe that you can buy a bottle of something that is going to make you smarter, more dedicated, more educated. And so those things that cannot be bottled and sold are trivialized and marginalized by our corporate media, while our entire value system is geared to things that you can buy from the store and pour all over your body and have instant gratification. Hey, I'm hip, I'm with it, I've got the look, I've got the attitude. And that's the reason Kim Kardashian is this major figure. I don't even know what it is she's ever done other than stand there and get photographed. And I don't think she's all that pretty, to be very honest.
Well, isn't it that
or some prejudiced. My idea of beauty is defined by this lovely lady in the office next door.
Isn't it kind of like the old saying, or whatever someone observed, they're famous for being famous. You know,
they're well known for their well knownness.
Something to that effect, yes, or whatever. Well, I just thought I'd check and let you know I found you, so I will be listening. And
yeah, I was kind of wondering what had happened to you, and I'm glad that you're back here, and you sound like you're just as perky and opinionated as ever.
Oh well, definitely, and I'm still in touch with Thomas. He's doing well.
Excellent.
Over there in Sweden.
Yes, I get emails from him all the time right now. So
oh, you still get
all the...
Okay, well, then he knew that. So, well, here I am, and he may be listening today, too, for all I know. So
he could very well be. We got to take a break here. Clarence, thank you very much for the phone call. Glad you're back with the family. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back to the Middle East and wrapping up with that whole situation, there is a Zio-Nazi group here in the United States of America that is launching an organized campaign to attack any academics who are critical of Israel. Now, remember, when I was younger, college was someplace you went to explore new ideas and new ways of thinking about the world, because after all, the people who are in university are going to be running the country and, by extension, the world in the next generation. And so we would hope that they would sort of have an open mind and look to alternatives to what the mistakes we've been making up to this point. But apparently this small supremacist Jewish group called Campus Watch, headed by David Horowitz, who's this Zionist extremist, is organizing smear campaigns inciting hatred against any professors on American campuses who will not toe the Zionist line. They're going after anybody who talks about the boycott movement. They're going after anybody who talks about Israel's many violations of UN resolutions. They're going after anybody who talks about Israel's possession of weapons of mass destruction. They're going after anybody who criticizes Israel's apartheid state. That's not academia. It's not education. It's not freedom. It's not democracy. That is dictatorship. This is what we used to see in the old Soviet Union, where the universities did not become centers of learning and intellectual exploration, but became the staunchest guard of the status quo. Now, we might have to put up with this kind of nonsense in the corporate media because the owners of the corporate media are pro-Israel. They hold the pink slips on those TV stations, and they get to call the shots there. But most of these colleges and universities are publicly funded, and they should not be used to proselytize on behalf of any one particular political group. All sides are supposed to be represented. That's what forms an open debate and allows students to decide for themselves what attitudes and opinions they will carry into their future lives. Isn't that what freedom is? The freedom to decide for yourself what you will think and not be propagandized and have to pay for the privilege at the same time. Meanwhile, over in Israel, where a lot of the Israeli people are fed up with all of this apartheid nonsense as well, activists have been out in public doing nothing more than reading the names of all the Palestinian villages that have been destroyed by Israel as it takes over more and more of the Palestinians' land. And apparently that is now an arrestable, jailable, get the crap beaten out of you by the Israeli police offense to simply remind the world, there used to be villages and towns here that were homes to people who'd been living on them for their families had been there for hundreds and hundreds of years. And they've been wiped off the map. And I know that that's a phrase that is normally supposed to be ascribed to Iran, even though it's a mistranslation. But if you look at a map, you will see clearly who it is that is wiping who off the map. We're going to be right back after station identification.